Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, Prince Harry arrives in Sydney, a bill is passed to allow Emperor Akihito to abdicate, a former New Zealand Prime Minister receives a knighthood, and Australia celebrates the Queen's birthday this weekend, so stay tuned.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British Royal Family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Prince Harry arrived in Sydney to officially launch the countdown to mark 500 days until the opening ceremony of the Invictus Games for 2018 on Wednesday, the 7th of June. Australia's Governor-General, Sir Peter Cosgrove and Lady Cosgrove, hosted the celebrations at Admiralty House and welcomed members of the Australian squad training for selection in the team to compete at this year's Invictus Games in Toronto with family members. Prince Harry laid across the harbour to meet with well-wishers despite the pouring rain at Campbell's Cove with the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and the Minister for Veterans Affairs David Elliott. Many well-wishers, including young monarchists, had braved the wet weather to see him. One young monarchist offered the Prince a Tim Tam, which our sources revealed that he politely declined. What? Prince Harry does not know what he's missing. They're one of the yummiest chocolate biscuits in Australia. Prince Harry also caught up with 97-year-old war widow Daphne Dunn, whom he met during his visit 2 years ago. The Prince spent the rest of the day checking out venues for the Invictus Games next year, including the Sydney International Aquatic Centre at Olympic Park, on Thursday, the 8th of June. Sailing will be included as one of the competitive sports in the Invictus Games 2018, with Sydney Harbour as a wonderful backdrop.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
A historic special bill has been passed by the Japanese Parliament on the 9th of June after approval from the upper house to allow 83-year-old Emperor Akihito to abdicate. He will be the first emperor to step down in about 200 years since the Meiji era, from 1868 to 1912, when becoming emperor was a position for life. Emperor Kokeku was the last emperor who abdicated in 1817. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his government will begin preparations in earnest for the law's enforcement within 3 years from the date when it comes into effect. Emperor Akihito announced his desire to step down in a nationally televised address in August 2016. The emperor said his age and health were making it hard for him to carry out his official duties. Some issues which need to be resolved in the forthcoming months include where Emperor Akihito and Empress Machiko will live after his abdication and the creation of support for the couple in their retirement. Akihito will be given the title of Joko, which means retired emperor, whilst Machiko will be granted the title of Jokogo, which means wife of Joko. Some sources said Emperor Akihito's abdication is expected to happen in 2018. Crown Prince Naruhito will succeed to the chrysanthemum throne when his father steps down.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Congratulations from across the Dutch for New Zealand's former Prime Minister, who has been knighted for services to the state as part of this year's Queen's Birthday Honours. Sir John Key has been appointed the Knight Grand Companion of the New Zealand Order of Merit, which is an honour bestowed on some former leaders. Mr. Key told Sky News, quote, "It feels really good. I mean, obviously, it's a huge honour and I'm humbled to have it," end of quote. His citation for the honour includes his response to the global financial crisis and a range of natural disasters, including the Christchurch and Kaikoura earthquakes, as among Mr. Key's achievements. He was also recognised for a range of economic, social and environmental reforms and a significant number of treaty settlements. Mr. Key said he was happy with his legacy and added, quote, "You can always strive to do better," end of quote. Mr. Key reinstated knights and dames in the New Zealand honours system in 2009, but there wasn't the same controversy when former Prime Minister Tony Abbott brought them back in 2014 in Australia. Australian knights and dames were quickly abolished by the Republican Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in 2015. Mr. Turnbull said, quote, "Knights and dames are titles that are really anachronistic, they're out of date, not appropriate in 2015 in Australia," end of quote. Mr. Abbott was ridiculed, especially when Prince Philip was created a knight in the Australian Honours List. However, Mr. Key said in his interview with Sky News that he was not quite ready to be called Sir John just yet.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
Australia celebrates the Queen's birthday on Monday the 12th of June this year, except for Queensland and Western Australia, who celebrate this date on the 25th of September and the 2nd of October. So why does Queen Elizabeth celebrate her birthday twice every year on different dates? Queen Elizabeth was born on the 21st of April 1926, but her birthday is officially celebrated on the second Monday in June. Australia has always celebrated the monarch's birthday since 1788, when King George III was the monarch. Governor Arthur Phillip declared a holiday to mark the king's birthday. Originally, the monarch's birthday was celebrated on the anniversary of the actual birthday of the king or the queen. However, King George V celebrated his birthday on the 3rd of June, so after his death in 1936, the official birthday was celebrated close to that date. Some say it was so public holidays are evenly spaced out throughout the year. King George VI's birthday was in December, so it was too close to Christmas, Boxing Day and New Year's Day, whilst Queen Elizabeth's birthday falls around Easter and just before Anzac Day. The Queen's birthday long weekend was also known as Cracker Night, when Australians used to celebrate with big bonfires and fireworks in their backyards or nearby paddocks. Fireworks were banned during the 1980s for safety reasons, except in Tasmania and the Northern Territory. The Queen's birthday honours list is also released, including the names of new members of the Order of Australia. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.